like we're letting him rock in the background sometimes, just a little bit, because he just lit like that.
Yeah, I had a real spa vibe just now.
You know what I mean? Like, yo, so yo, this is Future Perfect episode number 68, and today my co-host Tax and Zanza, they are in Atlanta at a conference, at a gaming competition that, you know, they may chime in tonight on tonight from. So once we get into the flow of the show, I do want to introduce you to one of my good friends, also a very like very interesting designer with a mind that not only, you know, is open to designing like, you know, things that are more tangible, but how the world should be designed in many ways and in a beautiful way. And he gives me a lot of advice on that. So I want to be able to share that with you tonight too. Plus he's like fucking hilarious. I think my man, the agent, calling in from Philly tonight as well. Looking forward to talking to him, but looking forward to, just like hanging out tonight, man. On Future Perfect episode 68. Ab, say what's up.
What up? What up? This is Ab. Abdul, straight out of Brooklyn, living out here in the being, Cambridge, whatever you want to call it. But I'm here tonight with Future Perfect, my man Byron, chopping it up, you know, just looking to express some wisdom, laugh, and just a hell of an episode, man.
All right, so, you know, because, man, my man's from Brooklyn, like, you know, this playlist is like very, very New York tonight, but it's definitely some bangers that'll bring us back to like sort of like the conversations around the core of hip hop. And I feel like, honestly, when talking about that, that may be an interesting subject to dig deeper on, because when you think about like some of the things that we're going to play tonight, like these were like perennial, like hip hop defining moment shaping hits. You know what I mean?
Totally agree.
So, you know, so it'll be interesting, right? To get your point on that too, man. But, all right, man, look, with all that said, we're just going to jump right into Future Perfect episode 68's first playlist song. And it is Juicy by Biggie.
Fuck all you hoes. Yeah, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from, that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter. And all the niggas in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine, Salt and Pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine, hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? Da-ha, you never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Peace to Ron G, Brucey B, Kid Capri, Funk Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
You know very well who you are. Don't let them hold you down. Reach for the stars. You have a group, but not family. Cause you're the only one.
I'll give you citizenship.
Close and personal with Robin Leach, and I'm far from cheap. I smoke stuff with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play toast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear, putting 5 carats in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Consider
considered a fool, cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood, and it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got two rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2 G's flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging, celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack, now my mom pimps a act with minks on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right I like the life I live, cause I went from negative to positive. And it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Representing B-Town in the house, Junior Mafia, Mad Flavor,
every time I rhyme. Forever, ever, 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 ever. back. You know the next question, dawg, yo, where Dame at? This track the Indian dance to bring our rain back. What's up with you and Jay, man? Are y'all okay, man?
Yep, I got it from here, yay, damn. The chain remains, the gang is intact. The name is mine, I'll take blame for that. The pressure's on, but guess who ain't gon' crack? Pardon me, I had to laugh at that. How could you falter when you're the rock at your balls? I had to get off the boat so I could walk on water. This ain't no tall order, this is nothing to me. Difficult takes a day, impossible takes a week. I do this in my sleep, I sell kilos of coke. I'm guessing I could sell CDs. I'm not a businessman, I'm a businessman. Let me handle my business, damn. Kanye's, you got me. Free weight and Foxy. YG's, Tierra Marie. Petey, watch me. Bleak could be one hit away his whole career. As long as I'm alive, he's a millionaire. And even if a guy's in my will somewhere, so he could just kick back and chill somewhere. Oh yeah. He don't even have to write rhymes. A dynasty like my money lasts three lifetimes. Shelly Bass is in the rear, saying exactly what I was saying practically my whole career. The diamond is bad, I've been mining this forever. Now the Louis Vuitton dawn's coming, couldn't be better. Lined up to see the Titanic sinking. Instead we rose from the ash like a phoenix. If you're waiting for the end of the dynasty sign, it would seem like forever is a mighty long time. I'm young, bitches. Good night.
It's like we gotta do this.
Word.
Yeah, let's get it on.
Get your gear and prepare for war. Niggas running their jaws, heads ain't ready at all.
Get your ammo and stand strong. The enemy's in your heart, you ain't gotta look far.
Let's get it on.
Get your gear and prepare for war. Niggas running their jaw, heads ain't ready at all.
Get your ammo in, stand strong. The revolution ain't televised, they streaming.com.
Yeah, no time to do your hair, baby. Brothers is firing at us. He died in his t-shirt, said Black Lives Matter. Stand for nothing, your family gets stuck, hot fronting. Helter skelter meets war, I'm on my rock ruckus. You block fam, gun cock, the block jam smuckers. Jealousy spread over bread when your fam fuck ya. What's trust when you lust power and lack courage? When the facts flourish, the whack perish.
Because you're using big words that don't make you smart. Just because you're breathing, that don't mean you got heart. Fuck you, I used to be your robber too. So I know when and how a nigga scheming move. Shoot a shot, a shooter so much that his gun was hit. Soundboy bury you, killer done and over with. Ain't no stopping when the chopper ring. You hear a bang, then a scream.
Let's get it on.
Get your gear and prepare for war. Niggas running their jaws, heads ain't ready at all.
Get your ammo and stand strong. The enemy's in your heart, you ain't gotta look far.
Let's get it on.
Get your gear and prepare for war. Niggas running their jaw, heads ain't ready at all.
Get your ammo in, stand strong. The revolution ain't televised, they streaming.com. Yeah.
Ain't no bunkers in Bucktown, just gun busters. No one trusts no one, we just don't discuss it. It's like crabs in the bucket. You think the system crooked? Need to look at who you fuck with. The evil men do, I see the greed in ya. Modern day slave to social media. Don't believe alternative facts, they feed to ya. Get caught leaning and they leaving ya.
Hey yo, the average homeowner doesn't even own a gun. But you have the right to, so invest in one. If you don't have, you better get you one. The day of the Geechee's done. Protect your residents with these elements. We find these truths to be self-evident. It ain't no stopping when the chopper ring. You hear a bang, then a scream.
Let's get it on.
Get your gear and prepare for war. Niggas running their jaws, heads ain't ready at all.
Get your ammo and stand strong. The enemy's in your heart, you ain't gotta look far.
Let's get it on.
Get your gear and prepare for war. Niggas running their jaw, heads ain't ready at all.
Get your ammo in, stand strong.
It's the biggest. The real ones made me wanna do things. Converse sneakers, fast shoe strings. BBS rims with my Boothang. Stolen Smith and Wesson, and I'm bumping Wu-Tang. I miss the old Kanye, can't fuck with new lanes. Throwback sneakers and my new chains. Suicidal if my contract was like Lil Wayne's. Body dropping every week, you in a new gang. Volkswagen Beetles, then we went to Regals. Now it's Maybachs with the glass ceilings. shots of Ciroc got me puffin' pop. Self-made, how dare you tell me what I'm not? Real DJs, they gotta run it back.
Run it back.
House shoes on, niggas running crack.
How is that?
Flat lumberjacks until the summer back. Murder weapon and the one I got the numbers match. Better have mine ready, Fab Five Freddy. Ricky Ravioli, whole bowl of spaghetti. Heavy protein, cause you know things.
Yeah, yeah.
I love dapping niggas in my gold rings. Yeah, yeah. Love pulling up with my whole team.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty women love pulling on my gold links. Used to point us out just by our flat fades. Now we top floor when the pads laid.
Maybach music. Maybach music. Maybach music.
Yeah. Yo. That nigga Ricky, man.
Shout to Officer Ricky.
Yo, Ricky Rose, yo, that nigga. I can't lie, man. Ricky Rose, man, is one of those like artists that just like anytime he walks in the room, he's just like when he puts on a record, like you know it's gonna come with just so much like just like buffet food.
Absolutely. I mean, you know? Say what you want about Ross. I mean. You can say whatever you want about his past. Like, Ross never disappoints. I mean,
Nah. He's like a Jadakiss.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like he's never, you're not going to get a whack verse from Ross.
Nah, not at all. I haven't.
You know what I mean?
I've heard some questionable verses.
Well, everybody has.
But I think I can't say Ross has dropped anything that I've had to go like, he could have did better. Nah, I think every time he comes with that, you know. Yeah, hard.
You're right. You know what I'm saying? You are right. You
definitely
are right.
Comes hard, but nah, that Smith and Wesson, Rick Ross joint is lit for real.
Nah, I definitely think so, man. Like, yo, but I mean, all in all, I feel like I think hip hop is heading in an interesting direction this year, though, right? Like when you think about just some of the records that have dropped this year, I mean, you know, you got of course Smith and Wesson, they dropped this year. Then you got Offset had an interesting first album.
Shout out to Offset.
That, you know?
That I mean, Father 4 was pretty tough.
Yeah, Gunna, you know what I mean? Had a,
I haven't heard Gunna's joint yet, but I heard, I mean, I like his energy though.
Yeah, Chains, you know what I mean? Yo, Titty Boy had an album that was pretty decent, yo.
I honestly,
you know what I mean?
To be fair, I think it's his best project.
Yeah.
Musically, it's his best project.
Definitely. Probably his best. I totally agree with you.
And I mean, you could always count on Chains to come with, you know what I'm saying, that Southern twang, that real Atlanta, you know what I'm saying?
Real talk.
Picture painting, you know, and he gives you that drip, that musical drip.
Yeah.
Always painting the
pictures. Yeah, he does. Mm. He does. Then, you know, you also have Solange, who dropped an interesting visual project.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
And now, I mean, what, a couple of days from now, you got Schoolboy Q.
I'm excited for Schoolboy Q.
Right? Like, Groovy Q is back.
I know.
You know?
Groovy Q,
I mean, we missed Groovy Q last year. Like, for me, I was waiting for, like, what's the follow on the blank face?
Yeah. For, like, when I saw, I was scrolling through Complex today and I came across that group, the new Groovy Q video.
Yeah.
I was like, thank God.
Yeah.
Life is complete without some Groovy Q in your life.
Real talk.
At all.
Real talk, man. Like he's just got a great vibe, like about like, or it's more of a movement, man. You know what
For
I mean?
Sure. For sure.
Like he's it's interesting because he's still like authentic and like, yo, this is the wild shit like I used to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Or that my family or my people still affiliated with.
Right.
You know?
What's crazy is that, I mean, some might disagree. I mean, when I look at West Coast rap, you know, I see a lot of faces, especially today. You got YG, you got Blueface.
Yeah.
And I think they're good representations of West Coast, but I think when you talk about,
I feel like the
evolution
they just,
of West Coast and what West Coast used to be.
Yeah, I feel like those two people you named in particular, more in a more tactical way, are a direct response to an absence of Groovy Q in the market.
Right. Absolutely. And I would say, like, I think that when you look at the space that Q and Nipsey is holding,
Yeah.
They really embody what West Coast music is. I mean,
yeah, yeah.
They got all of it. They got the bounce. You yeah. know what I'm saying? They got all that.
That is very, very true. Dom Kennedy tried. I don't know if he's quite there. Mm. I actually think you know who else does, though? Anderson .Paak.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, he is definitely a new age Nate Dogg.
Mm. You know what's crazy, though? Probably say, like, much as I love Nate Dogg.
Oh, he's better.
Anderson is just an anomaly.
Yeah, he's better. He's
got
just,
bars.
Yeah.
He can sing.
Yeah, but he got bars. Right.
Like, what, like, he's Nate, Dre, and whoever you want to throw in between.
He's interesting because he's black and Asian.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? That makes other people just like, what the fuck? How does this exist? I didn't know black people mess with Asians.
But yo, listen, it don't matter.
Yeah.
If you as nice as he is, yeah. and you as talented as he is,
yep.
everybody gonna mess with you.
Yeah, nah, that's true. That's very true.
Speaking of Nipsey, you hear this Nipsey and Meek Mill project supposed to be coming down?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm kind of excited about it.
Hey, that is gonna be interesting. That's all I can say. Yeah. That's all I can say.
Absolutely. I mean, especially with the vibe that Nipsey's on right now, you know, and the vibe that. You know, that new vibe, that, you know, kind of consciousness that Meek has come with recently. I think that'll be an interesting project by itself.
Yeah.
I'd like to see what'll come out of that. To be fair, I think I want to see what features they come up with. I want to see who else is going to rock with them on the project.
I definitely feel like it's going to be some of the old heads like Jada. Like, I mean, you know, Rosé going to have. He's gonna have a verse on that joint.
He better. And it's not gonna be whack.
Nah. I bet Wale may even have one. Mm. May have a verse on that joint.
Speaking of Wale, just kind of a random thought. Have you seen Wale on that Jada Pinkett Smith Red Table Talk joint?
Nah. What was he doing?
He was they had an episode about love.
Really?
Yeah, man. It was kinda tough. I enjoyed listening to Wale's take on relationships, and you know what I'm saying, like, I think we have, he had a great point about love and how we have this, like, idea of what it is, and that idea is always conflicting about, you know, with the reality of what it is, so that's really hard for him to find somebody, because it's always a conflict of what he would like versus the reality of finding love. It's pretty interesting, though. Mm-hmm. It's real interesting. But Wale definitely, you know, came with his normal, truthful, sensitive guy poetry stuff.
Right, right.
I ain't mad at him for it.
Right. Well, look, man, we got the other cast members of Future Perfect calling in right now, so I'm going to pull them in. What up, what up?
Yo, 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 yo.
How y'all doing?
What's good,
what's good? What's going on, guys?
This is me. This is not... I don't even want to get into that.
Yeah.
This is me, Tack.
Tack, what up, Tack?
All right.
What up, what up? All right.
Yo, so,
is
yo...
Is that Suge back there?
That's Suge. Yeah, listen, man. Don't play games.
What's good with it?
Hey, not much, man. We was literally just about to jump into... Yo, I think... Maybe college is an actual scam. I'm sure by now seen the federal indictment of the standardized test makers, right?
So this is like, standardized test thing is like.
No, that we knew that for a while though. Like, you go through all that to get a degree, and you still work at fucking CVS.
It's just kind of like. Wow. So
yeah,
like,
that's crazy. Like, what is that supposed to do?
So, but what's even crazier is that, you know, like, literally, you know, the Kraft, like, Foods family could send their daughter to Yale, you know what I mean? Just by, like, paying, basically.
Bro, but you know what's crazy? Like, so.
While everybody else has to take a test.
I've always heard about, like, star athletes getting over on taking SATs and entrance exams. You know what I'm saying? I've heard about that for years. And, like, they knowingly been a part of all of this stuff, too. But I think what's crazy is, like, reading the articles about children, like, not knowing what was going on. And they was like, I'm thinking to myself, like, how dumb are you? Like, you needed somebody to take your SAT for you. You knew your grades were shitty, and you got into Yale and asked no questions.
Well, here's the thing, too, is like, come on, like, we live in a society where money runs everything. Like, if people can buy their way out of jail or way lower sentences, like, what makes me think that somebody can't pay for their kids to go to these prestigious colleges that are always asking for money?
Right, but why do you literally always waste people's time? Money. Don't even enroll. Just get the degree. Just pay the motherfuckers for the final piece of paper and keep it pushing. Like, I don't real talk. Understand why you go through. What was crazy is that Aunt Becky from Full House?
Yeah.
She spent $500,000 for both her girls to go to USC. Yo, how is it that these chicks got full scholarships to be on the crew team and they ain't never been on a crew team in their life and said nothing about it?
Yo, that's crazy.
Nothing.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But
hey, what's that going?
Oh, go ahead.
That's not going to change that. Oh, some people got caught. It's still going to be at the end of the day, like, money talks. Like you think a freaking Northeastern is gonna turn down a half a mil to take a nigga like me?
they'll
take anybody for a half a mil. Yo, the moment you get your piece of paper, they ask you for money. Why wouldn't they take money for somebody just to go there? Like,
no, right, no, right. Facts. I think it's facts. I just find it all to be kind of hilarious.
Oh, totally. It's completely hilarious because at the end of the day, like, what it just shows is that there is great inequality in the system that we live in. Like, it's being shown in situation after situation after situation after situation. Whether it's a police shooting, right? Like, I mean, you know, of a young black male. Now, in how education is being how the people that are being admitted into these education institutions are being evaluated. Oh, it's not really based on your acumen now. It's actually really based on how influential your family is or how many greenbacks you can pony up to actually pay what it takes to be here.
Right.
Like, and even worse.
But it's like that with everything.
You see that in the treatment and the display of black women in America. You see this in fashion. Like, there have just been so many examples, like, over and over and over and over again to demonstrate that, you know, we live in a time where it's actually popular to be contrarian or to be racist.
True.
You know what I mean? We've seen this over and over, though. Like, look at even the music industry. Every once in a while, somebody pop up that's complete garbage, like, especially in pop. And then you found out, oh, well, they related to so-and-so, and they got the money to back them up. You know what I mean? Like, it's the same game. It's just in a different different medium.
Money trumps it all.
It's like that everywhere, man.
Money trumps it all. I mean, you know, I don't care what industry you in. You know what I'm saying? I've seen it in the footwear industry. You see it in music. You see it everywhere. Like, money will trump everything. And I think the larger issue, you know, with this is, to me, is how it takes away opportunities for people who really do bust the ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's some people who deserve to go to USC, to Yale, to BC, BU, who unfortunately had their slot taken by somebody who cheated the system. You know what I'm saying? That's where the real travesty comes in, because, you know, we never know, like, what, you know, how those people could have contributed to the world had they gotten the education that they wanted, that they desired and worked hard for. You know what I'm saying? Like, I recently, just like, what was it, two days ago, I heard an interview with one of the daughters, the Aunt Becky's daughter, talking about college. And she said, I want to go to college so I can experience game days and parties. He said, that's really it, because I don't really care about school. And I'm like, you're going to USC to party and to just enjoy the game days, but the rest of it, the thing that you actually need to do when you're there, you don't care about. You know what I'm saying? That's where it's really messed up because it's in plain sight. They're not even hiding it. You know what I'm saying? You're not even hiding it. You're not even trying to pretend like you want to be there. That's where I think where it's messed up, man.
Yeah. Nah, that's true. That's very, very true, man. So
well, you know, with money comes privilege and stuff like that. And then people, you know, the children are not usually naive or like just don't care what it took to get said privilege. And that's when they start just taking them for granted, the stuff that other people have to work hard for. Like, yeah, cool. Like, I don't mind the whole like partying and having fun. But at the same time, like, she said nothing about like studying or not, like going for a degree or like a career path because she's already set.
She legit said, I don't care about school.
Yeah, so you know what's interesting, though, right? Because this is the thing I think no one ever talks about. And I got to ask, you know, you guys the same question is, like, so what's not fair about it?
What's not fair about it?
Yeah.
I think it's just the fact that you can buy your way in. And it's not like...
I mean,
it's not know, like a
like think about
like
it,
a trade
right?
school where it's a set price and you go there. You know what I mean?
But
like,
you
either
got
to
like
bust
this,
your ass like grade wise to get the opportunity, or just have the family and influence to buy your way in.
Yeah, but think about it like this though, right? You know, I could be somebody who prefers taking a private yacht, or I could be somebody who prefers, you know, taking, you know, a Silver Seas cruise. You know what I mean? Right. Like at the end of the day, it's all about, I think, like the preference of what people are, you know what I mean? What people want at the end of the day. And I think about too, it's about being able to control it, which is at the fundamental core, you know, choice starts with the ability to feel like you control something.
Well, I think also too, I mean, I think I agree with some of what you're saying, but one thing I disagree with is that in this case, I don't think it's about preference, because see, with preference, you know, I think you have to like condition to a preference, right? Like you have a, like when you prefer something, you're conditioned to that. If your preference is to send your child to Yale, then they should be conditioned to get into Yale. They should be set up from day one to be, you know, hardworking, to be studious, to do the things necessary to earn their way into Yale, if that's a preference thing. I think this is an issue of privilege, access, and, you know, and downright greed. I mean, at the end of the day, you know...
That's an interesting word.
If these children
greed
are not... Right, because at the end of the day, it's greed on the behalf of the people who are taking the money and perpetrating the fraud, right? The getting the kids, you know, the fake test scores and getting them admitted into these schools and, you know, making the phony athletic photos to get them athletic scholarships. Those people are greedy, right?
What about the... Because the other thing, right, that we can't not forget about is the test manufacturers.
Right.
They were complicit in this. So who's to say, like, even, like, graduate school test creators aren't also complicit in the system?
I think the whole system's corrupt.
Right.
From top to bottom. I don't think you could look at any stage of this situation and go, you know, there's a, you know, there are innocent parties here. No, I think even the schools themselves that try to distance themselves from the people that were a part of the initial indictment.
Yeah.
I think their immediate response and reaction to distance themselves says a lot. Right? It's like, real I don't talk. Need this to go any further because we know. I mean, I'm sorry, but if somebody donates $1.5 million to the school knows what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not a secret. We didn't like, oh, where'd that $1.5 million come from? We didn't realize it was there. That's crazy. You know what I mean? But I think when you're reactionary in these situations, it says a lot about your involvement. You know, when you're trying to show your lack of involvement, right? It's like, oh no, we didn't do nothing. Yeah, you did. Your hands are dirty too, but you just hid your hands behind your back faster than everybody else did. I don't think there's an innocent party in the situation. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, Tax, how you feel about Will Smith being the genie in Aladdin?
I mean, it don't surprise me. Who else even gonna get to do it?
About 50 other people who are a lot funnier, but I'm just saying.
I mean, he's working on his comedy. He's trying to talk to, he's been talking to Dave Chappelle.
Working on it. I watched it today. I watched that today. That was actually interesting. I can't say it was like the funniest thing I've heard, but it was interesting.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, he's always kind of been like, he's not really a funny guy, but he's always been somewhat of a funny guy.
Right. But also, that's the comedy equivalent of like casting tax for like Michael Blackson's biopic or something.
Yeah, because I mean, basically, he'd just be.
Just don't work.
He could totally still be a slightly older version of Kevin Hart. And Hollywood would like eat that up.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, he kind of
he'd remake the Tyler Perry franchise.
I mean, he's trying to get more in touch with social media now and stuff. So
Well, you know what the thing is, man. I'll say this. I'm not mad at it. You know, I would have liked to see what. I think I'd be interested to know who are other actors they had considered for the role.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, in my heart of hearts, I probably would have said, like, somebody like Jack Black would have been bananas.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. You know Jack Black. Or even somebody Will Ferrell.
I don't know. Will Ferrell's, like, he's, like, borderline unfunny now.
Man, I don't know. Will Ferrell's hilarious.
He's progressively gotten less funny over the years.
What about if the genie was Dio?
We can't deny what he did for us. He might be
like
the genie.
Hey, Tex, what if the genie was D.L. Hughley?
Son, he would not have gotten through makeup because he'd have been mad if they were trying to cover up his blackness.
Nah, they could have, if we don't go into other black actors, Steve Harvey probably could have got that off clean.
No, Terry Crews could have. Terry Crews could have got it off clean, too. Although it's a children's movie, yeah. We don't need him popping his man.
Yeah, but like Terry Crews is kind of going through it right now, so I don't think now's a good time to.
What about The Rock?
Get your boy up.
He would have blamed Jafar for touching his nuts.
Wait, what happened? Wait, I haven't heard. What is this about a man Terry Crews here?
He's been on this thing where like. You know, he kind of joined in on the Me Too thing when he said that, like, like some famous Hollywood producer or something like that, like, groped him or whatever. But I'm like, you're like three times his size at least. I'd have punched a hole through that nigga.
Well, see, the problem
is. Oh, my gosh.
See, here's the thing, Tack. And you know what? I said the same thing, but after further evaluation, thinking of who Terry Crews is and thinking of who this guy is, they would have buried Terry Crews under the prison. Like, it'd have been a rap for him. Like,
yeah,
they
would have put him in general population with the killers from having a speeding ticket.
Yo, you mean they would have did him dirty because he basically called out a pretty powerful Hollywood exec. You know what I'm saying? Had he punched dude in the face, game over. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, that's the end of his career.
I mean, even still, like, the way he's been about it, though, like, I just didn't like how he went about it. Because even if you weren't going to hit dude, you could have, like, pushed him back or something like that. It's just something he's been like, I've been silent about it for so long. I'm like, listen, like, I get
it. I know.
Like,
I
know that it's a sensitive topic, but, like, you're not handling it like a man of your stature.
So what,
that
was my biggest problem. Look, okay, in many ways, could this just be Jussie?
In all fairness, nah. It's not a Jussie Smollett situation. It really happened. It was witnesses. The problem is, Tech, this is a question I want to pose to you two is, how would you handle that situation, though? Like, how do you come to grips with the fact that, you know, like, one, you know, your first instinct is to lay this dude out, but you realize that's not a real wise decision. You know, but then you also realize that a grown-ass man walked up to you and grabbed your balls. What are you supposed to do?
Like, because he thought it was sweet. Answer? Like,
you know what I'm saying? What's the answer to that?
I had to slap his hand real quick. Like, it was good with you. Like, don't be doing that.
Right, but he's
up. And I'm hearing my wife.
But he did it, though.
What am I, wife?
Think about it. He did it. Okay? So, so now you don't expect it to happen. Somebody walk up to you, bang, grab your balls. Now what? What does Tech do? What does Tech do?
I'm chill. Out of my head, bro.
It's like, I'm going to...
What are you doing?
Right.
I'm sure Tech...
You're going to let somebody know, like, dog, that was not cool. You know that, right? All right, cool.
Yeah, like, and I'm not being, the way he said it was like he was just dead silent after that happened. It didn't speak up until like last year. I'd have told him in the morning, like, yo, fam, don't ever do that to me again, right, especially in front of my wife.
Violated,
like,
though.
You know what I mean?
How do you handle that?
Like, oh, and it was in front of his wife?
Yeah. That was another crazy part, though.
I'm like, nigga, we ain't no freaking college fraternity, nigga. You ready to...
First of all, yo, you know what I'm saying? It was crazy. I was just noticing that. Have you realized that, like,
that's
just something black dudes do not do? We do not do that ball check shit.
We don't do that shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't slapping nobody dick.
No,
nothing.
Nah. I'm just like, you good. You a good man.
That's some white people shit. That ain't for you.
Yo, it's... I just, you know what I'm saying, you know, no disrespect to the white folks out there, y'all crazy motherfuckers, but like, we just don't do that shit. Like, you think about it, like, immediately, everybody in the group is going to go, yo, is that dude gay?
There it is, you know what I mean?
Just, yo, your man just grabbed your balls, son.
Why did he hug you so long, dog?
All right, they were like, yo, whatever your man's got, dog, I don't want it, dog.
tell your man, don't come over here with that. Oh, man.
I ain't drinking all that, nigga. I don't know what you got.
Yo, send your man home, yo. He's not crazy. Yo, we don't want that over here, son. Send your man home.
Now, it reminds me of this thing we was joking around. I got work with my boy Gene. You know how, like, black people swear they know something?
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, oh, I already... Like, they were like, oh, I knew he had asthma, by the way, he walked. He got the asthma walk, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, yo,
just like we swore in the hood, we knew like,
I knew he was gay that one time when we went swimming and, like, you know, the... The trunks got stuck in his butt cheek and he ain't doing nothing about it. I knew he was gay.
Oh, man.
Like, I'm telling you, that's how older black people are. I know, right?
You always know, yo.
Brother, you eat like a Muslim. I knew you was Muslim. You eat like a Muslim.
It's like, I could tell when you didn't want to watch Looney Tunes when Porky Pig was on. That was
right? I know, right? I saw how you twitched when that pork came around.
that's why you don't eat the green.
Damn, it jumped out your chin.
I thought you ain't just like my green.
Yo, I swear, inherently black people are the most inadvertently funny human beings ever.
Hey, real
talk. Like, we're so funny, but by accident.
Right, right, right. It is. I mean, and it's honestly, it's because, like, we just got so much style when we do fuck up. So, like, the comeback is always the most hilarious.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Have you ever realized that your circumstances actually make you funnier?
Yeah.
If you were, like, the bummiest motherfucker in your school was the funniest motherfucker ever, you always had to be on point because somebody was going to come after you.
Exactly. Exactly. Yo.
Oh, yeah, they'd be ready to light you up.
Yo, for real. For real.
They're like, yeah, my Air Forces are falling apart, but then...
But your mama bought them for me. You're like, oh.
But why you walk... Why you walk like you ain't trying to get no creases in your shoes, dog? Yeah. Like, they call you out on
something. They'd be like, yo, so what, my shoes is dirty? I know my daddy. You'd be like, oh, he right. I don't know my daddy.
Yeah. Oh, yo, you get a chance to talk about our award.
Look, that's actually a really, really good plug. Yo, thank the Somerville Media Center and the Boston Somerville community. Like, hey, we received an award the other night at the SMC Gala, actually last Friday, actually, we were nominated as Best New Radio Show.
Congratulations, Future Perfect.
Man, I wish we had the clap of hands. Like, that was...
Say it louder for the people in the back. You know, what? Congrats, my boy.
Yeah.
You gonna put it up on the refrigerator when you get home?
You nasty for that. Nah, I'm definitely I'm happy about it, only because, you know what I mean, like, the past like year and a half, we put in a lot of work, a lot of major strides and improvement to get to where we are now. And even though we still got a good ways to go, it's just nice to,
absolutely,
you know, get that acknowledgement. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
it feels good. We got a lot in the works. I'm just happy about it. Like, I speak for Zanza, who's not here with me because he missed his flight.
Oh, that
that's a whole story.
Hey, that nigga nasty, man.
He is, dog. We left at the same time, and he didn't make the flight.
What the fuck?
You don't have to ask your boy what happened. I'm not. Anyways, right? So I know, especially like him and I, like starting it like from episode one, and you know, getting that, you know, the acknowledgement now, we're like over 20,000 like listening strong. We're building something great. It's nice to see that, you know, the place that we called our new home for this is like really, you know, embracing what we're doing. So I'm happy about it.
Yeah, it's definitely, this has been a great place to start, an amazing place to start. So I can't say how thankful I am and how humbled I am by it, but hey, we got some bigger mountains to climb. This is gonna be really, really cool. I think we all see where it's going, and we got some cool new things coming in the 2019 season.
So. And they finally got me on here. God damn.
Yeah,
took you long enough.
Yo, hey,
now you about right. to win like 7 awards. I'm about to get a Grammy for this shit.
Yo,
fuck around, hey, and win an Emmy and shit.
But Tax, man, how long you hanging around, man? I'm about to go into the next song on the playlist. How long you hanging around?
This text, you want me to call back? I'm actually about to get settled real quick. I called you like a minute after I got into the place. So
that's what's up. All right, so hey, we'll check in. Thanks for checking in, by the way, actually, and we'll catch up, man. But for everybody listening, we're about to jump into Cream by the Wolf.
Cash Rules.
All right, I'm a hot shot later. All right, this shit.
All right, Dad.
Cash Fruit.
Word up.
2 for 5s over here, baby. Word up. 2 for 5s. Some niggas got garbage down the way. Word up.
Cash Fruit's everything around me. Cream it.
Yeah. Check this old fly shit out. Word up.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money.
Dollar bill, yo. I grew up on the crime side, the New York Times side. Staying alive was no job. Had second hands. Moms bounced on old men. So then we moved to Shaolin land. A young youth, you're rocking the go-to. Low goose, only way I begin to G.O. was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son. Rolling with this one and that one. Pulling out gats for fun. But it was just a dream for the team who was a fiend. Started smoking rules at 16. And running up in gates and doing hits for high stakes. Making my way off fire skates. No question, I was speed for cracks and weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. No question, I will flow off and try to get the dough off. Sticking up white boys on ballboards. My life got no better. Same damn low sweater. Times is rough and tough like leather. Figured out I went the wrong route. So I got with a sick ass click and went all out. Catching keys from front seats. Rolling in MPVs. Every week we make 40 G's. Yo, nigga, respect my a nigga to Tech Notch. Chabow! Move from the gate now.
Cash moves everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo. Cash moves everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo.
It's been 22 long, hard years. I'm still struggling. Survival got me bugging. But I'm alive on arrival. I beat back the shape of the streets. To stay awake to the ways of the world. Cause shit is deep. I'm in with the dream. With plans to make cream. Which fail. I went to jail at the age of 15. A young buck selling drugs and such. Who never had much. Trying to get a clutch on what I could not. Play me short, now I face incarceration. Pacing, throwing up states, my destination. Handcuffed in back of a bus, 40 of us. Life as a shorty shouldn't be so rough. But as the world turned, I learned life is hell. Living in the world no different from a cell. Every day I skate from takes, giving chase. Selling bass, smoking bones in the staircase. Though I don't know why I chose to smoke sex.
make some pain. You gotta speak up, kids, corrupt cops and crack rocks and straight shots. All on a block that stays hot. Leave it up to me while I be living proof to kick the truth to the young black youth. But shorties running wild, smoking cess, drinking beer, and ain't trying to hear what I'm kicking in his ear. Neglected for now, but yo, it got to be accepted that what is like is hectic.
Cash moves everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash moves everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash moves everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash moves everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Dollar bill, yo. Cash moves everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash moves everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash moves everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Yeah.
Those rules don't exist to me, you don't believe me, you can search. Feeling bittersweet, now it's cavities in your tooth that hurts. Cause it doesn't work when you're grabbing me, trying to pull me down the earth, backstabbing me as I prove my worth. If you biting my style, then who was first? If you biting my dust, then who was first? Geek down, trying to act wild, don't make it worse. I speak the truth when I spit, call it a naked verse. St. John, when I spit, let me take you to church. Amen, amen, trying to intimidate me, and you just amen. And you dealing with an ill Super Saiyan, with a wide vision and a game plan. Call that full brain, John Illa J. Yancey, that's my full name. Barry Bonds on steroids, that's my full swing. And I'm out the park, ghetto superstar, spit stupid boss. Yeah.
Two for steady rock, three for the forthcoming live future shock. It's five dimensions, six senses, seven firmaments of heaven to hell. 8 million stories to tell, nine planets faithfully keep an orbit with the probable tenth. The universe expands length, the body of my text possess extra strength. Power lifted, powerless, up out of this towering inferno. My ink so hot it burned through the journal. I'm blacker than midnight on bro, where you myrtle. Hip hop past all your tall social hurdles, like the nationwide projects, prison industry complex. Working class poor, better keep you alive.
alarm set. Streets too loud to ever hear freedom ring. Say it back in with your sleep. It's dangerous to dream, but your chain cats get they chip. You dead now. Killing fields need blood to graze the cash cow. It's a numbers game, but shit don't add up somehow. Like I got 16 to 32 bars to rock it, but only 15% of profits ever seen my pockets. Like 69 billion in the last 20 years spent on national defense, but folks still live in fear. Like nearly half of America's largest cities is one quarter black. That's why they gave Ricky Ross all the crap. 16 ounces to a pound, 20 more to a key. A 5 minute sentence hearing and you're no longer free. 40% of Americans own a cell phone, so they can hear everything that you say when you ain't home. I guess Michael Jackson was right, you are not alone. Rock your hard hat black as you in the terror dome. Full of hard niggas, large niggas, dice tumblers. Young teens in prison greens placing life numbers. Crack mothers, crack babies, and AIDS patients. Young bloods can't spell, but they can rock you a PlayStation. This new math is whipping motherfuckers' ass. You wanna know how to rhyme, you better learn how to add. It's mathematics.
Mighty most deaf.
It's simple mathematics. Check it out. I revolve around science.
What are we talking about here? Mighty most deaf.
It's simple mathematics. Check it out. I revolve around science.
What are we talking about here?
One universal law, but two sides to every story. Three strikes and you bitten for life, mandatory. Four MCs murdered in the last 4 years. I ain't trying to be the fifth when the millennium is here. Yo, it's 6 million ways to die from the seven deadly thrills. 8-year-olds getting found with 9 mils. It's 10 p.m. where your C's at. What's the deal? They on the hill pumping krills to keep their bellies filled. Lighting the ass with heavy steel. Sights on the pretty shit in life. Young soldiers trying to earn their next stripe. When the average minimum wage is 5.15, you best believe you gotta find a new ground to get cream. The white unemployment rate is nearly more than triple for black. So frontliners got their gun in your back. Bubble and crack, jewel theft and robbery to combat poverty and end up in the global jail economy. Stiffer stipulations attached to each sentence. Budget cutbacks but increased police presence. And even if you get out of prison, still living, join the other 5 million under state supervision. This is business. No faces, just lines and statistics. From your phone, your zip code, the SSI digits. The system break man, channeling women in the figures. Two columns for who is and who ain't niggas. Numbers is hard and real and they never have feelings. But you push too hard, even numbers got limits. Why did one straw break the camel's back? Here's the secret. The million other straws underneath it. It's all mathematics.
Mighty most deaf.
It's simple mathematics. Check it out. I revolve around science.
What are we talking about here? Mighty most deaf.
It's simple mathematics. Check it out. I revolve around science.
What are we talking about here?
Mathematics.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. We sell crack to our own out the back of our homes. We smell the musk of the dusk and the crack of the dawn. We go through episodes too, like Attack of the Clones. What should we break a bag and you hear the crack of the bone?
To get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by.
We commute to computer, spirits stay mute while your ego spread rumors. We survivalists turn to consumers.
Just to get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by.
Why some people gotta live in a trailer? Cause like a sailor, I paint a picture with a pen like Norman Mailer. Me and Willa raised 3 daughters all by herself with no help. I think about the struggle and I find the strength of myself. These words melt in my mouth, they hot like the jail cell in the south. breezy, smoke trees and we stay drunk. Yo, our activism attacking the system. The blacks and Latins in prison, numbers in prison. They victim black in the vision, shit, and all they got is rapping to listen to. I let them know we missing you, your love is unconditional. Even when the condition is critical, when the living is miserable, your position is pivotal. I ain't bullshitting you now. Why would I lie? Just to get by, just to get by, get fly. The TV got us reaching for stars, not the ones between Venus and Mars. The ones to be reading for parts. Yeah, get breath, hands present, penis enlarged. Saturday, send a Sunday morning at the feet of the Father. They need something to rely on. We get high on all types of drugs. When all you really need is love.
Just to get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by.
Rock McCartney from now until the last beat drop.
This morning I woke up feeling brand new and I jumped up feeling my highs, yeah. And my lows, yeah. And my soul, yeah. And my goals. Just to stop smoking, yeah. And stop drinking, yeah. And I'm thinking I got my reasons. Just to get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Some people try and some people try just to get by.
Somebody feel it, that's what's up.
Yeah. What up, what up? It's time, man.
What?
It's time. What up?
Time, man.
Hey, y'all,
set it off.
Set it off, then, nigga.
Set it off.
Broken glass in the hallway, bloodstained floors, neighbors. Look at every bag you bring through your doors. Lock the top lock. Mama should have cuffed me to the radiator. Why not? It might have saved me later from my block and why cops. Hookers crawling off the stroke, coughing stitches in their head, stinking. And I dread thinking they be snitching. But who else could it be? Sugar D's, I'm Mark Vans, parked in the dark. Knocks, where's your heart? Hustle or starve. They bust a UE, I jog to my building. Come out later wearing camouflage. See the sergeant and the captain. Strangle men, niggas gasping for air. Until they move no more and just stare with dead eyes. Tired of riots, shit is quiet. Simple-minded fools infiltrate grimy crews. Overcrowded cribs, uncles home from bed, sisters pregnant, fathers on drugs, moms are smoking, beds is piss infested. Had eight partners growing up, eight turn to seven, seven turn to six niggas. Got two in heaven, six of us holding it. Now it's five rolling thick, the six ones parole flip. Five niggas went to four quick when he went OT. College life converted into gang banging. Four niggas still hanging, years passing, slang changing. Three of us now, fourth nigga ain't around. We all thought he was real, he did the snake shit. Fake shit, beat his ass down. Yo, his mouth could've got us all wasted. What a fucking clown. All I got left in the end is two of my best friends. And we all going out to the death for these ends. Whoa.
Yo, stay up.
You see about it, you read about it. It's in your papers, it's in your daily news. New York Chronicles, every day. The crime rate, the murder rate, the money rate, the paper chase. You know what I mean? New York state of mind, baby. Check it out. I'm at the gambling spot, my hands on the knot. New York Yankee cap, cover my eyes, stand in one spot. I take a nigga dough, send him home to a shoebox. You lost that nigga, I put your dollar in the jukebox. Hear my favorite song, all these niggas sing along. All the cigarette smoke's clogging my lungs. Hood rats flashing their tongue, young thugs blasting their gun. We got reputations, bitches and niggas both on parole or probation. Shit is sick, niggas got gats, army fatigues. I got my eyes glued on whoever walk in the lead, cause I ain't playing. Niggas will run up in here and shoot up this shit. Stick your ass up, niggas will find the loot in your kicks. Bunch of triple cross niggas, just New York niggas. Lift you off your feet when they was just talking with you. Some of these dudes, the feds be on them, you know them for years. Be the type when you walk in the pub, they offer you beers. That ain't gangster, niggas is up north with tatted tears. Your name's on the affidavit, you ratted kid.
faggot ass niggas that be scared to do they bids. Fuck you, we run you out of NY, you can't live. Got your quiet niggas that relocated down south, coming back to floors. Then you got the jealous loud mouths. All of a sudden we got Crips and Bloods, DTs running around quick to split your mug. It's easy to score, but it's hard to get your shit off. Niggas fighting over 100 cells, jumping the car, drive off with a fiend, come around the block happy as hell. Niggas mad cause they ain't get a piece of that sale. Cutthroat cannabis, universal ghetto survivors. Go to any hood that's live and make it lava. A lot of niggas scheming, some real, some niggas frontin'. But I'm a big dreamer, so watch me come up with something. New York, New York, New York.
Yeah, so yo, we were just kind of like actually riffing off what I feel like, you know, like the connection of two people, right? Like, and what love means, you know. Ab was about to like jump into some like really, really cool shit. Yeah. I could feel it. Like, I think so. What was you talking about, man? So basically, like, to catch you up, right, on what we were talking about, I was thinking about, like, you know, love is one of those words where it's sort of like misguided because it has so many different meanings, right? But what love actually is like a definition you and your partner construct that you feel like you're going to honor. It could be loose, it could be tight, right? But it's like, it's a statement that you two, you know, or vows, even as they say, and, you know, when you're actually in the moment, right, of getting married, like these things are sort of your definition of love. And through that, that's what sustains you. But, Ab, what were you about to say?
I think the idea of love, like, I think it, I don't know if it's in its inherent state is a agreement. I think we all have our understanding of what love is or what consider to be love. I think to some people it's an emotion. I think some people can look at it as an actionable thing where it's, you know, it's defined by what, you know, what lengths or what you're willing to do for someone you say you love.
Yeah.
I think that, like, really,
I believe that,
you know, but I think that all falls into the, you know, to the many languages of love. And there's a book out there called the Love Languages. My wife and I read, to kind of get an understanding of what those languages are and really how to kind of understand, like, you know, we go into things thinking we know, right? Like, I know how to love somebody. You know what I'm saying? I know what to do. But it's, you know, but I think we, you know, I think that the time that we spend with someone really gives us a better idea of how that person needs to be loved. You know what I'm saying? I think understanding, like, really, and that's where communication comes in. I think a lot of people take communication for granted, not necessarily in just communicating how you feel, but being open to communication from someone else and listening to them.
Yeah, yeah.
And understanding, like, when someone, you know, someone, people can tell you what makes them feel a certain type of way, good, bad, or indifferent, right?
Yeah.
But we have to be in a position to listen. If we're not in a position to listen, then we're going to miss everything.
Yeah.
And then when things don't work out, we go, oh, well, you know, that just wasn't the person for me.
Yeah.
Well, that could have been if you would have paid goddamn attention and started listening, but but because we think we know everything, I mean, and that goes for men and women. I think sometimes we ourselves go through so many different things with people that we, you know, we look at every person's problem or, you know, potential solution as something to apply to the next person. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Which is, it's like, you know, in a perfect world that would be true, but let's be real, like, you don't learn how to fix a kitchen sink pipe, you know what I'm saying, so you can turn around and apply the same knowledge to a broken tire. It does that, right? It's like a flat tire requires completely different tools and a completely different understanding. But we as human beings think that, like, the solution to somebody else's problems is what you apply. Like, oh, this person didn't get enough love or enough hugs, so the next person I deal with, I'm going to make sure I hug and love them the same way. But it's like, yeah, that doesn't work for everybody. You know what I'm saying? That's not the solution that you could give to everybody. And I just feel like, I'm not here to tell anybody what love is, because I myself is still trying to figure out what it means in its totality, right? You know, I think it has so many different levels, but I do warn people that there are things like infatuation and lust that we confuse with love. You know what I'm saying? And that we put ourselves into something that's nothing more than just a moment. Mm-hmm. You know, and we have to recognize what that really look, you know, what that means. You know what I'm saying? We may not understand love as, you know, love as a whole, but I think we need to somehow identify when it exists and when it's present in a relationship versus it just being momentary.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree. I totally agree with you. And I definitely don't think that, like, you should ever lose sight of the day-to-day. True. Because that's where, like, I mean, not to compare love or a relationship to war, but, like, you know, that's where the battles are won, in the trenches, the day-to-day inches and centimeters you gain. And I feel like in a relationship, that's it. You know what I mean? That's the person. Like, you can't fall in love. I don't think you can fall in love with the idea of a person. I think you gotta... It's constant. I feel like relationships are like... They're kind of like snacking. You know what I mean? Like
snacking.
Yeah. Like, it's never a full meal. It's, you know what I mean? You're constantly snacking.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No, you're right. You're right. I think it's one of those things where it's like, you know, you snack because it makes you happy. You like the idea of snacking.
Right, you know what right, I mean? Right. But then, and the snack, if the snack could be literally like, for me, the snack could totally be like my mama's sweet potato pie. Right?
Yeah.
But maybe I only got time.
Not your mama's sweet potato pie, but I can, you know, the way you look right
that's,
now.
I'm just
the face
like,
you're making just tells me this.
It's really amazing. It's one of my favorite things on the planet.
It's
like,
amazing.
You know? But like, sometimes I gotta settle for a honey bun.
True.
And it's just like, I would totally rather prefer pie.
I mean,
but know, I got a honey bun.
Honey buns has its own special place, you know? Especially if you're from the hood. You know what a honey bun could do for you on a late night? Just think about it, though. You bring up honey buns, it kind of makes me think about like how snacking has evolved.
Yeah.
Like
when
I was young, when I was a kid growing up in Brooklyn, I could have a dollar and go ham in the corner store on some snacks. Like, you thought you was balling.
Right, right. You buy like 25 chews, so you get the big ass bag of chews, you get a quart of water, get two bags of chips.
Work.
You know what I mean? Some hot Cheetos, you know what I mean?
Work.
Like, or some hot fries. Two bags of chips or some hot fries.
Quart of water, and, some candy.
That's it.
And you was doing it. You was doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That was that was it right there. That was it right there. That was everything.
Yeah.
Like, God forbid you have $5. You can get a sub. You get a hero. We call them heroes.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
You get a hero.
Because it was always for the win, dog.
You go get a hero.
They were always for the win.
Always. If you want, listen. It was crazy because, like,
a hero, two bags of chips. And you always get the Italian joint with all the meat on it.
Nah, we used to, it was always turkey and cheese for us, man. It was crazy because you get the, so it was like, you either get the whole hero or you get the roll, right?
Mm-hmm.
The roll was $2.50. The hero was like $3.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to save yourself 50 cents, you get the roll. And that was, you know what I'm saying? It was healthy.
Right.
It was healthy.
All right,
get yourself a little 50 cent juice.
Yeah, yeah.
And some chips. You had some change left over for the snack later on.
Right, bro,
That was after a day of balling in the park during the summer. Man, listen. Now I'm like, I'm bougie with my food now.
Getting snacks from Whole Foods now?
Yo, for real. I don't even know what happened to me. I don't know what happened. Like, I look at quarter waters like, oh, what is that?
Well, I'll tell you, right? Like, I'll tell you one of the reasons why. Because, like, I read this recently, actually, in the research. Like, snacking is actually replacing the idea of meals, or threatens to replace the idea of, like, the sit-down meal. Like, literally, because we're always on the go, or more interestingly, like,
motherfuckers can't cook.
Nah, not even that. Like, either they just don't have the time to cook,
true,
or they prefer to try new things. And snacking allows them, like, to expand their palate to more options rather than having to sit down and eat a full meal.
That's So snacking is like the snacking essentials, like the poor man's tapas.
I mean, basically, that's pretty much basically it.
Okay.
Basically it. But you know, it's funny because even in like in relationships, we prefer to snack. You know what I mean? I mean, like guys, like yo, come on, like we definitely like would prefer to snack if we could have mini snacks.
Bro, like, I bought the whole meal. I got the whole Happy Meal and the two toys that came with it. My wife and my kids.
You know?
I'm not snacking on. More power to you snackers out there. I myself got the whole meal.
You know? But, like, that's most people, like, in today's world.
No, absolutely. I think.
You know what I mean?
I think snacking is a lack of commitment. It's like, I'm not gonna have that whole sandwich today. I'm just gonna nibble over here.
Mm-hmm.
I think the funny thing is that you joke, but I think like that is indicative of a society who has a, you know, who treats commitment like snacks. Yeah, it's like we can only commit for a short period of time and then we move on to the next thing, right? It's like you were great, but I think I need something, you know, I need something in a size 6. Like,
right. Or, you know, I actually like tattoos.
Right. I mean, not to say I won't come back and snack again.
Right. But, you know, I like, you know.
This is a sit-down dinner.
Yeah, I like girls with 38 waists.
you know? It's just like, it's crazy because with social media, I think we could blame social media.
Well, social media has made the snack show amazing.
Absolutely.
Just expanded your snack shelf from this little cabinet to an entire pantry on social media.
Like,
explore
page is like gives you options. It's like a menu. It's like, what am I gonna snack on today? Oh shit, that looks good. Let me go get that. Milk bar just opened up around the corner. Word.
You know
what I'm saying? Like you just like all your like.
Oh, you know what? Today I want some sweet greens, so I'm gonna go with this snack.
Right. Okay. Word. By the way, poke is my favorite thing right now.
I like chickpea.
Bro, I've been smashing poke lately.
Yeah,
it's ugly. It's not even cute.
Hey, look, sometimes it's like that.
It is, man.
It's crazy. I can't lie. That's kind of been me in this place called Wheelhouse. Mm. Oh my gosh, man, they have the best burgers. But the thing that they do that's amazing is this freaking buffalo chicken sandwich every Thursday. It always sells out. And it's like the best. And I love the fries, man. They kind of double fry the fries. They taste like, you know, like McDonald's fries if they were real fries.
Bro, your attention to detail and as far as like when this chicken sandwich is available, how they cook their fries, lets me know that like literally that is your crack.
Oh, it is. Like literally, it's a problem. Like it's a problem. Because the burgers are amazing. It's like grass fed, you know, farm to table beef.
They be giving you samples.
Man, like.
The Byron's street trash.
Hey, look, Wheelhouse, anytime you want to, like, you know, sponsor the show, we would totally love to put you in front of these 20,000 listeners, you know, for a taste test.
They be hitting you up. Yo, Byron, burgers 2 for $5. That shit of the street's trash. Yo, Wheelhouse, get the money.
Hey, you know what I mean? Like they do. They definitely be hitting me up. They be calling me like, yo, she told me to put the crack in or the crack order in early. Like she was like, hey, you know, if you want the fries, you know, I know you order through Meal Pal because Meal Pal allows you to skip the line. But like, you know, like she's like, well, if you want the fries too, you know, you can just call and put the order in advance. And I'm like, word. And today it was packed. Jeez, and she still took me, you know what I mean? Today I saw it in real life why we should totally do it, because it was packed in there today. And because I went today, by the way, for the chicken sandwich. You know what I mean?
Duh.
So I go in and it's packed, you know, and I go to pick up my Meal Pal, but she recognizes me now. So she's like, oh, you want the fries, right? And I was like, yeah. So she rung me up right there. Boom. So I check out. But I thought about it and I was like, that's why you call in advance and she'll put the fries in the bag. So just it's upselling my crack.
Yo, for real. You got it's crazy. Like, I just watched, like, the visual of that whole situation was like, you just straight up got pimped.
Now, I feel like I should I should try their potato salad, because apparently they also have potato salad.
Is Karen making you potato salad? I watch out for that one.
Hey, look.
If you know what I know.
Look, well, these burgers feel like Akeem fried them on the grill, so I'm just saying, like.
I don't know, but just listen. 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 Burgers have racial ambiguity. We don't know who made the burgers. If it's good, it's good. But I'm sorry, I refuse to believe that there's racial ambiguity in potato salad. I think we know exactly who the fuck made the potato salad when we get the potato salad. All right, so I'll be careful. It should come with raisins. We know who the fuck made the potato salad.
Oh, man. Yo, so I mean, like, you know, when looking at, like, just this whole shit, man, like, when I think about just, like, relationships, I think about love, I think about life, I think about the balance, right? And I feel like at the end of the day, the most important thing you can do when you're in a relationship is just be selfless.
True.
Remove yourself from the center, you know?
Well, you know
what? And if you can do that, I think you build a bond. Well, you build a circle.
You know what the crazy thing? I mean, I agree to some degree, mm-hmm. but I think that a key to a good relationship and a healthy relationship is a balance between selfishness and selflessness. Mm-hmm. I think, mm-hmm. and I don't mean selfishness in, like, some people might hear this and be like, oh, you go out and do whatever the fuck you want, no. Because like. Self, you know, when we talk about, like, you know, kind of like your mental health, your physical health, your emotional health, right? We talk about, you know, kind of being in a healthy state as an individual. I think it requires a certain level of selfishness, right? To make sure that you're looking out for yourself and that you're the best version of yourself in that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can do that being 100% selfless, right? Mm-hmm. Because you put so much into the other person that you kind of forget about yourself, right? So self-care, mm-hmm. I think, is super important. And, you know, and I think there's a very necessary balance,
mm-hmm.
you know, that a good relationship needs to have, mm-hmm. in order to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there does need to be a high level of selflessness and really, you know, listening and you know, taking the attention off of yourself,
mm-hmm.
and putting it on the other person. But for sure, I do feel like there needs to be a certain level of self-care involved in order to be, you know, all that you can in that relationship. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, once you, if you're too selfless, you X yourself out,
mm-hmm.
right? You X yourself out. So it means that, like, you deteriorate over time because there's no effort being put into your self-care, right? So how can you then, even though you're pouring all of yourself into another person, how could you really be healthy for the relationship if you're not healthy for yourself?
Well, I think there's a battle. I guess my thing would be, because your partner sort of fulfills some of those voids, you know what I mean? In some ways. You know, like, and it won't be perfect, but I think that's where creating that circle of trust and empathy,
mm-hmm.
like, create that balance, right? And I think those things are things unpacked through love. Because, like, at the end of the day, like, you're not going to be the everything.
And you shouldn't be.
You know? But right. And because that isn't your purpose. No. The purpose is to help nurture me, and I'll nurture you along the way. Because we're going to, in this world, unfortunately, we experience a lot of trauma. So hopefully you can be medicine in those moments, you know? And I think that's all I can aspire for, you know,
right.
At the end of the day.
I totally agree. I personally, though, you know, understand the importance of, you know, I don't like to use the word balance too much, because I feel like, As long as you're in this world, as an individual in a relationship, striving for betterment, you know, you're always pulling yourself in multiple directions. So yeah, balance, balance may in some ways be very unattainable, but I feel like what keeps you going in the right direction is your pursuit of balance. You know, it may be an unattainable thing because, I mean, it's hard. I mean, if you have, you know, children, if you got, you know, if you're an entrepreneur, you have a business, you have a job, you know, you want to maintain a healthy relationship. Balance itself is a very difficult thing to obtain in those situations because, you know, when you, you know, if you were to balance something on a scale, right, you have, you know, you're balancing two definites, right? If you have 50 pounds on one side and put 50 pounds on the other side, that's what you have, right? Now, that's what you achieve balance, right? Now, balance also relies on something that doesn't change, right? So if I add 0.5 pounds to one side, it's going to be off balance, right? So in life, we don't have those definites, right? Nothing's certain. Nothing is, you know, everything is constant flux. So, you know, I feel like if we're pursuing some balance, I think that's okay. You know, I don't think we should ever get down on not achieving perfect balance. I think we should always look at life as like we have to be able to give enough of ourselves to each situation, you know, to where we're, you know, to where it's, you know, we can actually, you know, solve some of our problems and, and give things the right attention that it deserves. Without killing ourselves, you know,
right.
You know, so I think, you know, for me, you know, having a wife and having kids, I understand like balance is a difficult thing to even wrap your head around in those situations. You know, you got, you just got personalities and situations.
Well, I think that also comes too from a discipline, you know what I mean? Like that you have to learn to develop. I think in today's world, that's a really, it's a bad word to people because it means like that you can no longer be revolutionary or rebellious. But I think the thing that spiritual practices or anything teaches you at the end of the day is the balance. You know, balance is a discipline. You're creating a structure for like your life, the way that you need to grow. The same, you know?
Yeah, but don't you think? But don't you think anybody who believes that you can't be innovative or revolutionary if you have discipline has no idea what the fuck discipline really means. Because I feel like anybody who's ever been an innovator has been a master of their discipline. Anybody who's ever been a revolutionary has had to maintain a certain level of discipline in order to be able to achieve their goals. So anybody who ever believes that discipline is the, you know, is the thing that will hurt your ability to revolutionize or to innovate has no clue what discipline really is. I feel like we lack discipline on such a high level that, you know, there's a reason why we have a lot of, I would say all of our problems, but there's a lot of problems we have as people that, you know, are results of a lack of discipline, you know? And, you know, for that, I think that you have to, are totally right. You know, we do need to have discipline spiritually. We need to have mental discipline. We need to have physical discipline. You know, there's so many areas in life that we need to be disciplined in order to live and conduct ourselves as individuals, right? Just as singular entities, much less in a relationship, you know? And then when you're in a relationship, there's a whole other set of disciplines you need to implore in order to, for that to be successful. Yeah, absolutely. Right, I think discipline is like, discipline is needed in every step, right?
Right.
You know?
No, you're exactly right. You're exactly right.
Yeah, it's just crazy. It's crazy when people ever think that that's not a thing, right?
Well,
it's like your brake, you know, the brake in your car is discipline, right?
Well,
that keeps you from running a red light and killing somebody.
But,
right?
But you know, it's also like shadow boxing. Like, nobody thinks you can actually shadow box, but, you know, shadow boxing is what's made some fighters the most, you know, feared or like, you know, revered fighters.
Not true.
You know? So it's interesting.
Just because you don't understand the discipline doesn't mean it doesn't exist, right?
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's...
Right. So what do you... You know, in closing, man, like, thank you first and foremost, man, for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, man. I had a great time, man.
This was definitely dope. Definitely dope.
Absolutely.
And honestly, like, any thoughts, man, anything you want to leave the world with as we sign off tonight?
Yeah, man. I'd just like to, you know... Listen, all my brothers and sisters out there, man, self-care. Get yourself together. So, and I'm not saying that. It's funny. It's funny as fuck. Yeah. I'm not saying it to be funny. I'm saying it to say, like, you know, there's so much in this world for us to achieve. There's so much to do.
Yeah.
We just got to, like, you just take care of yourself. You know, take care of your children.
Big facts.
You know, keep things in-house. You know, like, it's tough out there, but you know what? There's old, like, you got to have one person that you could trust to talk to.
Yeah.
Seek therapy.
Yeah.
Do all the things necessary to build yourself up. And, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, as we talked about today with all the cheating scandals and, you know what I'm saying? We talk about loving yourself in order to love others. Like, that's 100%. Like, we got to think about, like, as a whole, you know, if we're trying to navigate ourselves through a society that's not built for us, you know, we have to navigate this. We got to navigate it with real poise, with real, you know, intelligence. But we also got to be prepared.
Yeah.
Right. Prepare yourself. Prepare your children. So they don't need you to buy their way through something. Right.
Yeah.
They don't need you to pull all the strings so they can get somewhere they didn't deserve to be. Right.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, just, you know, take care of your family. Take care of yourself. You know, don't let the bullshit knock you off balance. You know what I mean? You know, and if, you know, and as, you know, as the good pimp said, hop on the good foot when shit get bad. Right?
No doubt. All right. So, yo, with that said, yo, thanks again for coming out, man. Unfortunately, the agent wasn't able to call in tonight, but he's definitely going to be back on the show some point in the future as he begins to work on this new album, as well as we got some stuff in the works. And other than that, man, just really, really looking forward to, you know, having you back at some point in time, too.
Absolutely.
Man. Tell the family I said, what's up?
Absolutely. You know?
And, yo, let's jump into Shook Ones by Mobb Deep. As we saw.
Hold up, son. Word. Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers.
Yo, I drop the phone.
Your eyes for real, because who ain't got no feelings. Feelings.
I got this. Just watch my back. I got your foot. You know?
Check it out now. Stuck off the realness, we be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers, the mob comes equipped for warfare. Beware of my crime family who got enough shots to share for all those who wanna profile and pose. Rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for theyself in his land, we be gunning. And keep them shook crews running like they supposed to. They come around, but they never come close to. I can see it inside your face, you're in the wrong place. Cowards like you just get their whole body laced up with bullet holes and such. Speak the wrong words, man, and you will get touched. You could put your whole army against my teammate. I guarantee you it'll be your very last time breathing. Your simple words just don't move me. You're minor, we major. You're all up in the game and don't deserve to be a player. Don't make me have to call your name out. Your crew is featherweight. My gunshots will make you levitate. I'm only 19, but my mind is older. When the things get for real, my warm heart turns cold. Another nigga deceased, another story is told. It ain't nothing really. Ayo, done spark the Philly. So I can get my mind off these yellow back niggas. While they still alive, I don't know. Go figure. Meanwhile, back in Queens, the realness and foundation. If I die, I couldn't choose a better location. When the slugs penetrate, you feel a burning sensation. Getting closer to God in a tight situation now. Take these words home and think it through. Or the next rhyme I write might be about you. Son, they shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks.
Scared to death and scared to look.
Living the life that is diamonds and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turned nuns. Cowardly hearts and straight up shook ones.
Shook ones.
He ain't a crook, son.
He just a shook one.
For every rhyme I write, it's 25 to life. There was so much I got to trust, safeguarding my life. Ain't no time for hesitation, that only leads to incarceration. You
you don't know me. There's no relation, Queensbridge, MC, don't play. I don't got time for your petty thinking, my son, I'm bigger than those. Claiming that you pack heat, but you're scared to hold. And once the smoke clears, you be left with one and you don't. 13 years in the projects, my mentality is what, kid? You talk a good one, but you don't want it. Sometimes I wonder, do I deserve to live? Or am I gonna burn the hell for all the things I did? No time to dwell on that, cause my brain reacts. Front if you want, kid, lay on your back. I don't fake dance, kid, you know I bring it to your life. Stay in a child's place, kid, you out of line. Criminal minds thirsty for recognition. I'm sipping, E and J got my mind flipping. I'm bucking, digging my ways out of hope for hustling. Get that loot, kid, you know my function. Cause long as I'm alive, I'ma live illegal. And once I get on them, I put on all my peoples. React quick, spill lyrics like Max, I hit your domo. When I roll up the beat, go sleep because I'm free.
Sonny shook, this ain't no such thing. Halfway crooks, scared to death and scared to look. They shook, cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook, cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook, cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Living the life that comes with guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turn guns. Cowardly hearts and straight up shook ones. Shook ones. He ain't a crook, son. He's just a shook one.
To all the villains and the $100 billions.
folks to know. Gonna love by when the sippers worse to wise to use the time. What the answer is, and it's all, and then die.